Hi all, in today's video we are going to learn how you can use Live USB Creator to create a live USB image. First let us start the application, System Tools, Live USB Creator. It's asking for the root password. Here we are. See, the target device is showing nothing because I don't have any USB key plugged in. So I'm going to plug in a USB key. Yeah, I did. So just wait for a few seconds. Yeah, here we are. It's showing a target device. Now either you can download using here this menu or select any Live CD image. I'm going to select a image. Fedora Live KD. Now depending on your key size you can give persistent storage. I'm going to add like 100 MB and then I can click on create live USB. See, here it is giving me one error telling dev sdb1 is already mounted. That's by default feature of GNOME. So I can unmount here, try again. It's telling it's already contains a live OS. If you continue this will be overwritten. I want to continue, click, and this will start doing stuff. Currently it's verifying the SHA-1 of the live CD image. We have to wait for a few minutes. Now it's extracting the live image to the USB device. So this thing will work in the same way on Windows also. You just have to select here the other drives like Z, X, Y or even G or F. Only one thing we can do is wait. It's already 22%. This is kinda slow as far as our video is concerned. We have to wait to see the final result. Meanwhile, I can see some other things. Like again, this is the file browser, Nautilus. This is going on backside. You can click on your home folder to see the home folder. Close it. Right click, change desktop background. Maybe this. Looks nice. So it's 54% done. Still going on. So if you wonder what is a live USB key, it's nothing but another USB key where you already have a Linux system. In our case, Fedora is installed. So you can go to any computer, plug in this USB key to the system and reboot, and then boot it from the USB key, then the hard disk. So you will have a working condition Fedora system ready for you. As I added some persistent storage, so that it means you can save files on the USB key, and again, if you open it in any other system, you will get all your files and settings back. So this is a very nice way to carry around your own operating system anywhere you go. You will get your stuff wherever you want to go. And nowadays, as those 16 GB or 32 GB pen drives are also pretty much cheap, you can have enough storage space to have fun. It's already 86%. Now it's creating 106 MB persistent overlay. You can see it here. Percent. It's almost there, 99%. Configuring and installing the bootloader. You can just put in any of your Windows USB keys which you use regularly on Windows and have the system installed within few minutes. You can see it's complete within 5 minutes and 24 seconds. So this is it. Now have fun with your new Fedora USB key. See you next time. Tata.